You're listening to Awaken the Healing, Reclaim Your Life, the podcast that's raising consciousness one listener at a time. We'll empower you through the shared knowledge of how to physically, mentally, and spiritually change your life and understand that we as humans have a much deeper purpose. Please welcome your host and self-empowerment expert, Trinaise.
Welcome to Awaken the Healing, Reclaim Your Life. This is episode 142, Beware of False Prophets. Thank you for joining us today. This subject may sound a bit familiar to many of you. We are going to focus on what is being termed false prophets in today's episode and what you need to know about them in order to stay clear of them. This goes much deeper than the individuals who consider themselves to be prophets and overtly give us prophecies of a coming doomsday or what have you. It also includes those who work subliminally to feed our minds negativity about a dark reality of the current state of our planet. The manipulation of humanity is prolific at this time, and that's because we are living in a very powerful time on this planet. The negative conditioning has increased due to the use of television, movies, and the internet, which all can be translated from biblical prophecies as the one-eyed beast. This description represents a demonic force that can be seen through a screen or one eye, as in the television and computer screens. These prophecies were revealed long before the television or movies were invented. And so John, the receiver of the vision, used the image of the one-eyed beast to best describe what was being shown to him. We must understand that our prophecies were given to us in metaphor, and for the most part, they were not literal. This is really our biggest problem, not knowing how to translate the prophecies of the ancients. Most of us, as the human population, do not realize that we are living in the time that has been prophesied as the last days. Therefore, the masses are not actively looking for things that we've been warned to watch for. The prophecies seem almost fairy tale-like to us because we are looking for the literal manifestations. But what we must understand is that the words used only describe or attempt to represent a form of energy that will manifest in some way in our modern world. When we are told that we are living in the last days, this signifies the end of the devil's rule on this planet, not the end of the world. Now, most of us at this point in our spiritual development have matured in our understanding of the term devil, and we realize that this term is used to represent a form of negative or demonic energy that manifests in certain individuals and has taken power over our planet. This dark energy has reigned over humanity for a very, very long time. And the prophecies of the last days tell us that this dark rule is coming to an end. Now, keep in mind that there is a transitional period for this to occur in. What we have to understand about the time that we're living in is that we still have a choice. What has been prophesied in our ancient text are probable versions of the way things could turn out. These prophecies are a window allowing us to see into a probable future that we can manifest. So if we continue to move in the direction that we were moving in at the time of the revelation, then what the seer was shown can very much become our reality. But if we change our direction in any way, then our future outcome changes as well. It's because we create our reality on a planetary level as a collective consciousness. So each individual consciousness on this planet represents a cell, if you will, in the body of humanity, be they aware or unaware of this power. What we need to keep in mind is that those who have given us these prophecies were trying to warn us of the coming changes on our planet and for us to be aware that the dark rulers would do everything in their power to stay in power by poisoning the water, the air, the food, your bodies, your minds, and anything else that will help them stay in power. A weak body and mind cannot fight. This is why the masses are getting sicker and sicker. It is the dark ruler's way of keeping you weak and distracted. But you must begin to heal yourself. This is not the day to be ignorant in any way, shape, or form. Start learning how to live a healthier life and get away from all those drugs, pharmaceutical and otherwise, because they are poisoning your mind and your body. The evil plan cannot be underestimated because there is a fight to stay in power. This is why the manipulation is at its highest at this time. Light and darkness is going head to head, and I mean that literally. And if you raise your awareness just a little bit, you can see it right in front of your eyes. I don't like to talk about current events that are in the news because conveniently they leave out details that would give you any hope that life on Earth is not as bad as they want you to believe it is. Truths are kept from you on purpose, and many falsehoods are drilled into your consciousness all day, every day, to make you believe that the world has gone to hell in a handbasket. This war of light and darkness is taking place all around you. But this is only a reflection of the true battleground, which is in your mind. The prophesied battle is said to be fought in high places. This is because it's happening on the etheric level, as well as in the air. It is a spiritual war, and it is being waged within the minds of all who are living at this time. The primary weapon of the dark side is mind control. This is why they manipulate the news, because they want you to be afraid and absolutely ignorant of the facts. They feed you lies and deceptions in order to take the wind out of your sails. This is how they stay in control. They confuse the masses and condition you to fear everything and not to question anything that you are shown. Spirit has urged me to caution you about the dark energies that are fighting to stay in power on this planet. You must awaken to the truth of what is really going on around you, because you are powerless in your sleep state. It is important for you to be aware of the heightened manipulation at this time, so you must learn how to discern truth from falsehood. You must learn to tap into your knowing. This is intuitive and not rational. The rational mind has been trained and conditioned and is ruled by the ego. It has limited knowledge, and that's why you've been taught to follow your rational mind, because it is the mind that you've been given through all your years of conditioning. But your heart is the seat of your spirit, and it is where your knowing resides. This is unlimited knowledge, it's higher wisdom, and it will guide you through a deep feeling sense. This information can't always be confirmed when you receive it, but over time, it will always show itself to you. You can't be afraid to tap into your knowing at this time, because without it, you will be lost. The deception is too great, and we don't have all the details. Things are being kept from us. But within us, we just know. Even the best detectives follow their hunches until the proof is right in front of their eyes. What is most important for you to understand at this time is that we are being purposefully manipulated and deceived in order to serve a dark agenda. This agenda does not benefit us at all. It only benefits those that are in power. In order for you to regain your sovereignty, you must awaken. You must realize that you are being deceived in every way possible about everything. And it's ridiculous. When I say everything, everything. Seriously. We were warned through ancient prophecies to beware of false prophets in the last day. This warning came so that we would not fall prey to the dark agenda to keep us in bondage. The lies and deceptions that are prolific in our world are being used to keep humanity in a state of bondage. It's a mental bondage that becomes a physical bondage. We are literally free-range slaves on this planet, and it's up to you to free yourself. But in order to do that, you have to know what is truth and what is falsehood. because they are masters of deception, and they create states of confusion because they know that this is the best way to distract your enemy, to confuse them. In reality, they are afraid of us. And you ask why? It's because they know who we are, but they don't want us to remember who we are. You are great and powerful beings of light, and you have come to this planet to free it from the darkness. You are a force to be reckoned with in your awakened state. Your greatest power is your power to love. So it's time for you to rise up, you mighty beings of light, and remember who you are. Until our next show, be love, peace, and good health.
You can do whatever you want. You can do whatever you want. You can do whatever you want. Just believe it, believe it. You can do whatever you want. You can do whatever you want. You can do whatever you want. Just believe it, believe it. You can do whatever you want. You can do whatever you want. You can do whatever you want. Just believe it, believe it.
We appreciate you taking the time to join us for this episode of Awaken the Healing, Reclaim Your Life. Once you've subscribed to the podcast, be sure to visit us at awakenthehealing.com for more ways to maximize your potential for greatness. We look forward to helping you understand your purpose next time on Awaken the Healing, Reclaim Your Life.
You can do whatever you want, just believe it, believe it.